أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام إنما الأعمال بالنية أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My respected elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first of all, He has blessed us with Iman and He has granted us the ability to now proceed with lesson number 18. In lesson 17, we discussed eyesight and vision when compared to Wahi, and we proved clearly and categorically and extensively that eyesight is limited and restricted, is imperfect, therefore cannot be totally and solely relied upon. Therefore it is not conclusive and finite, and that is why we do not bring our Iman on only eyesight, but Wahi, divinely protected revelation to a divinely appointed person, we bring Iman on Wahi. And our deen of Islam and religion of Islam and Iman bil ghaib, Iman, faith in the unseen, is based upon Wahi, divinely protected revelation. Today we proceed and we discuss about hearing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the ability and the faculty of hearing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed us that we hear with our ears. Also we must realize something, that all these five senses, if we look at them from a bird's eye view, that each one has got limited and restricted functions. For example, by the use of the eye we see, and by the use of the ear we hear, and by the use of the nose we smell. These are not interchangeable. No one uses the eyes to hear, or no one uses the ear to see, and no one uses the nose to see. So these are limited in function and restricted in function, whereas Wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, divinely protected revelation, is all comprehensive and has given us total guidance, because it has come to the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, providing guidance for us in all our walks of life. First of all, a person who wants to hear, he has to have the ear. And if he wants to hear properly, his ears must be functioning properly. All the components of his ears, and the medical practitioners, they talk of the tympanic membrane, the eardrum, the hammer, the anvil, and all those parts, the inner and the outer ear, all must be in good order. Then a person is able to hear. If a person has got very big problems with his ear, then he will not be able to hear and he will be classified deaf. So in order for hearing to take place, a person's ears must be in good medical order. Then he will be able to get some information. However, again we have this difficulty. Just as we have with the eyesight, if a person is hearing and then he has to hear through a medium, now a person hears through water. One person, there are two people immersed in water and they have to speak to each other, they will barely hear themselves. Why? Because there is water in between them. And because of this water, the hearing, although the ear is in good condition, the hearing is impaired. The hearing is limited. The hearing is restricted. Why? Because of the water. Then at some times you will notice, especially in the fields and the felt, that when two people are talking, and when two people are talking, if the air is normal and if they are standing at a distance, then they, by shouting at each other, they are able to hear each other. But when the air begins to move, and when there is a great deal of air movement, then those very same people who a few moments ago were able to talk with each other, because of the atmospheric pressure and the air movement changing, they do not hear each other. They both of them have got good ears, but because of the air movement now, the sound waves change and they do not hear each other. That is why even via our modern communications, in certain areas when there is extreme lightning and thunder, then the best of satellites failed to communicate and transmit and telecommunicate. So because of the air, the person does not hear properly. He sometimes hears good, he sometimes hears less. Now we also have illusions as far as hearing is concerned. And there are certain human beings on the surface of the earth that by using their voice, by controlling their voice, by modulating their voice, they imitate animals. And they imitate the animals to such an extent that when you hear it, you cannot make out that this was said by a human being. So they can deceive you with this hearing. And that which is deceptive cannot become divine law. Also, there are people on the surface of the earth, they can imitate other voices. Numerous occasions, you hear people imitating others, and great personalities, sometimes famous personalities, and sometimes notorious personalities also, that people imitate them, and they do such a good job that the person who is being imitated, he himself cannot make the difference in voices. So this sound going into the ears can be defective and can be used as illusions. And that which is can be used as illusions cannot be compared to the divinely protected wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, thirdly, that when a person is ill and a person is sick, for example, his tympanic membrane is perforated. In simple words, that his eardrum has got some holes in it. And this results that the person cannot hear properly. So the ear itself, when it is injured, when it is wounded, or when it is harmed, then the person, he cannot hear properly, and the information that he will get is not correct, is not valid, is not reliable, is not authentic. Another problem, if a person's bones in his internal ear, if they are dislodged, or if they are wrongly placed, and if they are not in the correct order, then also this impairs the hearing ability and faculty of a person. Sometimes you will notice, unfortunately, when struck on the ear, then a person, besides seeing stars, he cannot hear properly after that. Why? Because the ear has been harmed and injured. As a result, that he cannot hear properly, and when he cannot hear properly, obviously the information is going to be wrong. So now what we get, that the ear has to be in good order for information to be assimilated properly. And outside factors influence the ear, the most powerful of the five senses is the eyesight. Second to the eyesight is the hearing. What we mean by this, that by the eyesight, man is able to get more information, most amount of information when compared to the other senses. Second to eyesight is hearing. The amount of information he is able to get via hearing, he does not get from the other senses. For example, by touching and by feeling and by smelling. But also, a person is able to hear when the speaker or the sound heard is nearby. If a person is very far away, then a person cannot hear. Then also, if there is a barrier, if there is a wall in between, then a person is not able to hear. Then a person cannot listen, or he cannot hear when it is at a great distance, or when it is behind him. Far behind him, he does not hear. If it is a little behind him, he hears at sometimes, but it is impaired, it is restricted. Now we have got, in short, briefly, that hearing also is like eyesight. It has got limitations. The hearing has got limitations. It has got restrictions. And that which has got restrictions has got limitations. That which has got limitations is not perfect. And that which is not perfect, it means it is imperfect. That which is imperfect is not finite. And that which is not finite, it means that it is not conclusive. And that which is not conclusive means it is not concrete and decisive. When it is not decisive, it cannot be compared to Wahi. Wahi, Allah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is decisive, is conclusive, is certain. There is no doubt in it. So eyesight and hearing is limited, restricted and doubtful. Whereas Wahi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the Wahi, and in the first few ayahs Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that la rayba fi, there is no doubt in it. And eyesight, there can be some doubt in the result. Hearing, there can be some doubt in the result. So hearing and eyesight, both are restricted and both are have got doubts in it. So we cannot rely on these things. Now we come to the next faculty which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. That is the faculty of touching. This is the third faculty we are discussing, and it has got to do with the skin. So the whole body of man is involved in this ability which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed. When the skin is sensitive, then the skin can get some information. All these faculties, all these senses, man uses to get information. By looking, by seeing, he gets information. By hearing, by listening, he gets information. By touching, and he gets information. Now the touch also has got limitations and has got problems and difficult areas. And also the function of touching is restricted compared to the ability and capacity or function of hearing and seeing. When you touch something, then you get limited information. A person is able to touch an object. When he touches an object, he is able to make out that this object is hot or cold. He is able to make out this. He is also able to make out that is this object wet or dry. Now, besides these four abilities, whether this object is hot or cold, whether this object is wet or dry, other functions by the ability and faculty of touching we do not have. So, if the skin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ability to have sensitive skins, if the skin is insensitive, if the skin is insensitive, then it cannot get this information also. sometimes a person is burnt, and because of the burn, then his body or his skin becomes insensitive. So that part of the body cannot even make out hot or cold. That part of the body cannot even make out wet or dry. Now we also have that due to some reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us good health, a person sometimes becomes paralyzed. He gets a stroke. And because he has got a stroke and he's paralyzed, that part of his body, he's got the skin. He's got the skin, but his skin is not sensitive. Now that skin cannot make out hot or dry. That skin cannot make out whether it is hot or cold, dry or wet. And also, this skin of ours can be deluded. There are certain objects people give you to hold, they are holding it. But when they give it to you to hold, because you are holding it, it becomes hot all of a sudden. Some other objects people give you to hold, they hold it comfortably, but when they give it to you, it becomes ice cold. These, you see, the magicians and the jugglers do this, and they impress, and they have fun with the crowds and their congregations and audiences. If a person also has scars on his body, because of the scars on that body, on the skin, that skin becomes desensitized and it cannot make out hot or cold. So when the skin is in good condition, and you also have to have contact with the object. A person, if he wants to see an object, he does not have to have contact. His eye does not have to have contact with it, physical contact. If a person wants to hear the sound, his ears does not have to be right near the sound. It can be further away from the sound. But a person, if he wants to get information by the faculty of touching, then he has to touch the object. So can you see that information is received but is restricted? So he has to touch the object to make out whether this is hot or cold. He has to touch the object to make out whether this is wet or dry. A person cannot hold his hand away from the object and be like a scanner and scan this object is hot or cold, or whether this object is wet or dry. So the object has to be touched. Again, proving that the faculty and the ability of touching is restricted and limited. If he does not touch, he gets no information. If he touches, he gets some information. And that information also is restricted. Also, because he has to touch the object, if an object is far away, he can get no information by not touching it. If it is behind him, he can get no information whether it's hot or cold. If it is on the side of him, he can get no information hot or cold. If it is behind him or in the side of him or front of him, a little bit front of him, where he cannot reach it, he cannot touch it, he gets no information. So, with both these faculties of hearing and touching, the law applies for touching as well, because it is limited, it is restricted. That which is limited is restricted, and that which is restricted is not perfect, and that which is not perfect is naturally imperfect, and that which is imperfect is not conclusive. That which is not conclusive is not finite. And that which is not finite is not decisive. And that which is not decisive, we do not bring our iman based upon that which is limited and restricted and not conclusive. So far, alhamdulillah, we have discussed the ability and the faculty of seeing, and the faculty of hearing, and the ability and the faculty of touching. All these three senses which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, we get information, but information received and obtained by these senses are limited and restricted. And because they are limited and restricted, they are imperfect. That which is imperfect is not conclusive. That which is not conclusive is not decisive. But wahi, contrary to the senses, is definite, is finite, is concrete. That is why our deen is based upon wahi and not on our five senses. وآخر الدعوة الحمد لله رب العالمين.